The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm certified financial planner Tony Nafar at your service today, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Craig Montana running the studio for us. And so we had a big downdraft in markets yesterday, and now we're back up.
Yep. It's called a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Remember when things used to go like this anyway? I mean, we had a whole year.
I don't think people remember.
Yeah. But we had a, you know, we had a whole year where we hardly had any movement except up.
Yeah. That was last year.
Yes.
Last year was pretty stable as times go.
Well, but it was more stable than almost anything we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have short memories of when we were last nervous.
Yes, or this type of volatility.
Yes.
Because this is the norm.
Yeah, we forget. We forget that these things can happen. So today let's talk about what's going on in the markets. Is the interest rate worry overblown? I mean, let's discuss that. Those of you who have savings accounts, hey, it's all good news, right?
It hasn't trickled down yet from what
I
hear.
But it will be eventually, right? Okay. But what has it done to other things that people invest in their 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So we'll talk about that. Should it be a major, huge worry? And what happened the last time we had several interest rate hikes in a row? It wasn't that long ago. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk a little bit about IRAs today. Simply because, Doug, we're still in
it's that time
the opportunity,
of year.
Yes, yep. To be able to have an IRA, maybe get some deduction, a little bit of a tax break here and there.
Yeah. So, as you're getting your taxes put together, especially if you're using one of those online programs or whatever, they'll ask you, okay, do you want to do an IRA? And you can put in, what happens if I put $1,000 in? What happens if I put $3,000 in?
Yeah, you can actually watch your bottom line on your tax return of what you might owe actually go down a little bit. So we'll talk about that. So we'll do that. Plus, of course, we always, Doug, answer people's questions. We love doing that. That way we can talk about exactly what you have on your mind, right? This is mind over money on this program, right? Mind over matter, mind over money. So we'll talk about all those things. We'll take your calls. Here's the way to get us. If you want to talk to us, ask a question. We'll be in private on the phone. If you're shy, no problem. No one else will hear you. And the way to do that is to call us on our line. We have a specially set up just for you. And that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony Nafar and Doug Neal on today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
It's a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Serving the people of Washington County has been an honor, and it's a job that I take very seriously. My goal as a servant leader has always been to be that steady voice who's always listening and always watching over every single taxpayer dollar. We can all say that we're fiscal conservatives, but actions speak louder than words. Before taking office, I pledged to cut my salary by 5% as my first act when I was elected. What I found is when a budget's adopted, you can't cut, but the state has a provision where you can gift back part of your salary. Elected officials can do that. And so to keep my promise, I gifted back 5% of what was budgeted for 2011. And in fact, in 2018, that amount is over $10,000 that I'm gifting back. Our county has faced some very tough challenges during the 7 years since I took office, and I intend to keep on working on solutions for our future challenges in the next 4 years.
Political ad paid for by the John Breeden Campaign. Robert McKeska, Treasurer.
Ever wonder why ice cream is so good in Brenham? It's because all the cows sleep on Sealy mattresses. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, owner of Mattress Guys, and I'm bringing brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic back to Brenham, along with our 5-star rated, loyal customer service. Stop by this weekend and take a look around our new showroom, or just stop in and say hello. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or at mattresswith3zsguys.com.
Colder temperatures are here. Is your heating unit working properly? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technician, specializes in the sales and in the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. But they can also service any problems with any existing unit. If it's not warm in your house, call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. Also, for more information, find them on Facebook. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Now offering financing. License number TACLB741.
This is Hal Mormon. A recent ad by Judge Berg's opponent is disturbing. His opponent has accused me and anyone else who has contributed to Judge Berg's campaign of buying justice and greasing the wheel. Are the 39 lawyers who have publicly supported Judge Berg guilty of some crime? How will his opponent treat these lawyers if she wins? If I am in Judge Berg's court against another of the 39 lawyers who support him, who does his opponent say Judge Berg will favor? I know it is neither of us. We all have a constitutional right to support our chosen candidate, including making contributions to a candidate's campaign. Without campaign contributions, only the very wealthy could afford to run for office. I guess Judge Berg's opponent doesn't know her election law. Every lawyer supporting Judge Berg knows his decisions can't be bought. Let's keep a qualified, fair, and unbiased judge as judge of the Washington County Court at Law. Please join me in supporting and re-electing Judge Berg.
I'm Judge Eric Berg, and I humbly and gratefully approve this message. This political ad was paid for by the campaign to re-elect Judge Eric Berg, Chad Gerke, Treasurer.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Rocking our way through the first part of this edition of the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. We got an office for Central Texas. It's in Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And we have another office in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria fancy schmancy shopping area.
But that's easy to get to and easy to park.
Yes.
That's why we picked
not
that spot.
Not the big traffic headache.
Yeah.
So we got you covered in those places. And of course, we're licensed as financial planners, advisors in 16 states plus.
Just added Ohio.
Okay.
So it's 17 now.
17.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, I travel around all over the place working on corporate 401k plans and all of that. So got you covered in all kinds of areas. And the biggest thing we do, though, is to help you make plans for today, tomorrow, and many years from now. That's what we do as financial planners.
And protect what you have and get you where you want to go with options that you might not even know exist.
This is true. And what we generally find when we do a free review with those of you who come in to do that with us is we go over some real basics. And more and more, and Doug and I were just talking about this during the break, when we're going to financial planning update meetings, which we do a lot.
Yesterday, for one.
Yeah, another one yesterday. The big topic now is the impact of healthcare expenses on people's retirement savings and future retirement savings. That is the number one concern, or it should be, because how many of you out there are ready to tackle $250, $275, whatever it is, $1,000, $250,000 to $275,000 in health care costs? And this is regardless of Medicare or not. Well, this is on top of premiums for that, co-pays for that, any other stuff you've got that it's helping you pay, whether it's supplements and all these other things. That is huge. And this is because we are living longer and our health requirements are going up and keeping up with our age going forward.
Yeah, I want to give you that statistic here they got from the National Vital Statistics Report. But the health care is two parts. It's the Medicare. When you plan for retirement, there's the Medicare part, which is the doctors, hospitals, get you better, get you out. But then the second part is, what happens if you don't get better and it's long term? That's what you're talking about. How do we pay for that one?
And you or your significant other, spouse, right?
Or it could be mom or dad. Or
mom or dad, yes. Yeah. A lot of us are facing that with our parents.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The life expectancy in 1916, average life expectancy, if you were born in 1916, was 51.7 years.
So you were going to more than likely pass away in your 50s.
Right. And let's see, Social Security started in the 40s.
Yeah.
And that was at 65. So 51.7 years, 1916. Today, at the if you were born in 2016, your life expectancy, 78.6 years. So if you retire at 65, 66, 67, you've got a lot of years left to go.
So we've increased our life possibilities by about 25 years.
Yeah, what it says here in the National Vital Statistics Report, every 10 years, your life expectancy increases every 37 years by 10 years more. So does that mean we're going to be 88? Could be.
Well, you know, the last, and we had a caller during the break who called about use of annuities or annuity products. Mm-hmm. To help pay for long-term care, all right? So we're going to get into that. We were going to do IRAs, but let's hit this first to help this caller. Because this is the biggest potential destroyer of all the money, your wealth that you have saved.
Yeah, unplanned.
Going forward.
Unplanned for.
Yes.
You know, Medicare and medical expenses, it's in your mind. Mm-hmm. You know about, you're thinking about it.
Long-term care expenses can just absolutely eat you up. So we spend a lot of time on it on this program. We just had another great question about it, and we will go to that right next. But we wanted to set this up a little bit with some real-life statistics. And we got through doing a proposal for someone a few days ago. And before that, we had a couple of other people who were just getting life insurance policies. And the projections on these things are going out past 100 years old.
Yeah, I think it's going to 110, 115 now.
And this is not if you're in your 20s now, all right? Those maybe 120. And as we're doing financial planning, we're now going easily beyond 100 years for many people, simply because that is what the impact of medicine and our health situation really is.
Yeah. So that phone caller during the break had a good question. She wanted to know all the ins and outs, which was more than we have time for, but we can give a basic overview of using annuities to cover your long-term care expenses. Now, Congress finally understands some of this stuff. So every once in a while, Congress does decent things.
So they made it easier for you, basically, to use some of the products that we're going to talk about to help pay for long-term care without being taxed.
Right.
Right.
in the Pension Protection Act, I think that was 2006, wasn't it?
No one will ever remember that, yeah, but yes.
Congress passed a rule says, okay, didn't kick in for 10 years. If you have an annuity or a life insurance policy that has a paragraph in it that says you can use that for your qualified long-term care expenses, all the money that's in there can use for long-term care expenses will be tax-free.
Right. So money you might ordinarily be pulling out and paying taxes on, that will not happen. It will not be taxed if it is used to pay for qualified long-term care expenses.
Yeah, see, and that's where annuities come in real well, because annuities are designed for retirement. A lot of people have them. You put the money in there, and while it's in there, you pay no tax on it. You don't pay tax on it till you pull it out. Well, in this case, if you have an annuity with that paragraph in there saying it can be used for long-term care, now when you pull money out of that annuity for long-term care expenses, it's tax-free. That's huge.
Now, what if you don't have this paragraph? What is the time frame that you need to think about? When did a person buy an annuity who might not have that paragraph in there?
It would probably be sometime, I don't remember the exact date, but I think it was 2010. Okay. Anytime before that, I mean, they passed a law, it'd be 2016. That doesn't sound right, though.
No. I think if you bought your annuity, if you have an annuity, mm-hmm. and you bought it around 2010.
I'm thinking that 2010 was it.
The Pension Protection Act really kicked into effect in about 2011, 2012. So if you have an older annuity product, you need to be sure it's got that paragraph in it. If it does not, then it's not going to work the way we just talked about.
Yeah, then it's just will be done what it's a retirement vehicle, which it may still be viable for you. But here's something you can use for your long-term care expenses with no out-of-pocket money for you. That's kind of nice, too.
So it has to be an older, little older annuity contract in order to be able to use that feature.
Okay. What may happen, if you have an older annuity that does not have that paragraph in there, which is most people, because you would know it if you had it, because whoever you bought it from would have told you, hey, you can use this for long-term care.
Yeah.
There's a rule in the IRS tax code, section 1035 or 1036. One's real estate, one's insurance.
No one will ever remember that either. Okay.
There's a section Internal Revenue Code that says you can exchange one annuity.
Yeah, 1035.
1035, yeah, that's it. One annuity for another annuity without any tax consequences. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have an older annuity that does not have that long-term care paragraph in there and you don't need necessarily the money or you're not living off of that annuity money, maybe you want to consider trading that or exchanging that to another annuity that does have that paragraph in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would be no tax consequences by exchanging one annuity to another annuity.
So we're just talking about good old-fashioned... All right, annuities that are going to pay you an income stream, and if it's got this paragraph in it, then you can use that money that would normally be taxed,
mm-hmm.
right, when you pull it out. It would normally be taxed, but if it has this paragraph we just mentioned, you can pull that money out without paying income taxes on it.
Now, if you have an annuity that's in an IRA, that doesn't count, because that's just an investment vehicle in the IRA, because the IRAs can invest in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happen to have an annuity as your investment vehicle inside the IRA. That doesn't happen. It's ordinary income coming out. You got to pay income tax on it. So if it's in an IRA, doesn't work for long-term care. If it's not in an IRA, just a regular annuity, which has been tax-deferred, comes out tax-free for long-term care. Little nuances here and there. Another thing you got to watch out for, if you're interested or thinking of, hey, I got an old annuity and I want to trade it for one of these new annuities, well, you have to, is your surrender period over with? Because most annuities have a surrender period. You put it, it's like early penalty for withdrawal on a CD or something mm-hmm. like that. You got to put it in there for a certain number of years. Different companies have different years and so on. Are you past that? Because if you're not, you have to pay a penalty to exchange one annuity to another annuity.
And the other thing, of course, always to look at is do you have a death benefit?
Oh, that's right.
On this annuity. Because you may not be able to get that in the replacement one. Mm-hmm. And if you need to have that death benefit, if you need to have that, please consider that seriously. Because if you're starting to get up in years and you're starting to get health problems and everything else, now you're going to do away with something that you may still need.
Yeah.
Right? For your heirs, for your beneficiaries.
Another one that you need to consider on an old annuity is if you were planning on that for your income retirement, which most people did, that's why you invested in it, and your income base is higher, meaning some of those annuities guaranteed you a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% increase every year. Doesn't matter what happened in the marketplace. But if you wanted to start drawing an income stream, you'd draw it off the income base. Say your income base went up to $500,000, but your annuity, if you cashed it in, is only worth $300,000 because the market had a bad year or bad times. It just didn't grow as fast as the income part of that. So if you trade that in, you're giving up $200,000 difference on your income stream.
Bottom line here is if you're thinking about doing this, using an existing annuity for long-term care on a tax-free basis on the payment out of it, please come and sit down and go through a free review.
Yeah, that's the best.
Bring your contract. Because we know what to look for in there. We're happy to do that for you. And we just want you to be fully aware of what consequences there may be. You may not have any of these situations in your contract. You may have a newer one. Everything's great. It's all set up for this, et cetera. No problems. But if you've got an older contract, more than a few years old, then you need to really take a very serious look, even if it's not that, even if you just want to come in, go over it. Maybe there are some other ways to take care of this, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. There is another way to pay for your long-term care on a tax-favored basis, either with an annuity basis contract or with a life insurance contract. This is something that's been around for a long time. It's finally getting popular, frankly, because a lot of people don't know that this exists. But this may be a different answer as well. All right?
Yeah. Also, on those annuities, if you have a CD that you don't, not taking the income from, or you're going to leave it to the kids, you don't have any purpose for it, maybe you should move that money and get an annuity with that paragraph in there. Because you'll still earn some money, but it'll sit there just like the CD was sitting there. But now if you need it for long-term care, you got it.
Yeah, it basically expands that that bank account.
That's right.
Into doing other things, right? Doing long-term care for you, and you may even get more bang for your buck by doing it. So again, we'll talk about this possibility too. It's not right for everybody.
Yeah, you got to know.
But it may be just right for you, right?
Yeah, the ins and outs, because it depends upon your situation, depends upon the block of money, depends upon how it's invested, depends upon your tax stat. There's so many things.
Yeah. So and really, how much do you want to be able to know that you have to draw on, right? Maybe you're not ready to draw on anything yet. That's fine. You know, if you're in your 50s and your early to mid-60s, that is the time to consider what you're going to do with long-term care. That is a really optimum time. The older you get, the fewer your options are really going to be that make sense from a cost basis and a lot of other issues.
Yep. So those are that's something you definitely need to look at on your senior years. How are we going to do this?
But look at it now.
Yes. Ahead of time.
Ahead of time if you can. But let's talk about the other way of the long-term care, too. The annuity thing or the life insurance thing. And we're doing more and more of that with clients, frankly, because there are some things that make sense on that as well. Protecting other assets that you have by doing proper long-term care planning. So we'll talk about that. Questions again during the break. If you want to get more specific with us, caller that called us before, if you want to tell us a little bit more about your situation, we can chat with you on the phone. And the way to do that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony Navarre, Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planners with Neal Financial Group. We'll be right back. Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
When you started out with nothing. Have you heard? In order to better serve their patients, Texas ENT and Allergy has opened a new office in a convenient location in Brenham to better serve the Brenham community. Their specialty providers, Dr. Andrew DeJong, family nurse practitioner Jenna Leckler, and hearing instrument specialist Natalie Sosa, have made the transition and will continue to provide expert care. Texas ENT and Allergy is a full-service and independent ear, nose and throat, allergy, and audiology private practice for adults and children. They provide in-office treatment, including minimally invasive procedures for nasal obstruction and sinus infections. Plus, they sell and service hearing aids. Texas ENT and Allergy's new office is located at 539 Medical Parkway in Brenham. Visit their website at TexasENTandAllergy.com to find out more about their services. Call toll-free at 877-377-4368 to schedule an appointment. Texas ENT and Allergy, now in their new location in Brenham at 539 Medical Parkway, accepting most insurance plans including Blue Cross, United Healthcare, and Scott & White Health Plan.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
Hi, I'm Kyle Merton, a director with the BISD Education Foundation. On Thursday night, March 1st, the foundation will host its 13th annual Arts and Appetizers fundraising event, and you are invited to attend. Representative student art from the Brenham campuses will be sold, with half of the proceeds going directly to the art students involved and the remaining to be distributed throughout the district. There will be a live auction and silent auction, so please come and support the BISD Education Foundation on Thursday night from 5:30 to 7 in the Brenham National Bank lobby.
It's election time, and there are a lot of offices on the ballot, and they're all important. But let's talk about State Representative, your local voice in Austin. Did you know that a House session is only 140 days, and those things that don't get done won't have a chance for another 2 years? We just lost our representative, and it's tough for a newcomer to be effective. But here's some good news. You can elect a citizen who has 7 years' experience working with House members during 4 sessions on issues important to you. That would be me, David Stahl, a conservative Republican. Like you, I'm concerned about high taxes, wasteful spending, and interference with our constitutional rights and freedoms. Some say they'll stand up for rural Texas, but I know that just standing up won't get it done. Honor me with your vote for state representative, and I'll stand up, show up, and work hard every day for the full term. I'm David Stahl, and that's a commitment you can count on.
Political ad paid for by David Stahl Campaign.
There's no substitute for experience.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner at your service, along with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. And let me give you our office phone number. If you still have questions, we are pleased to answer those for you. And here is the number to call, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Glad to help you. We also have a great website. You can shoot us an email with a question if you're a web person. And what is our website, Doug?
It's moneymakeoverteam.com. Moneymakeoverteam.com.
There we go. So we got you either way. Again, that phone number at the office. If you want to come in for the free review, that's perfectly fine. If you want to just call and have a chat, that's perfectly fine. That number again is 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. All right. We were going to spend a little time on IRAs, but I really want to go over this long-term care thing because it is so vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
It is a hugely big deal. It is maybe the biggest expense you will ever have any time in your life, whether you're younger and you have some reason why you have to have long-term care. It can happen. A bad accident, a health condition, it could be anything. The odds, of course, increase as we get older. So it's mostly thought of as an expense in our retirement years. But the biggie is, how are you going to pay for that and shield the rest of what you've worked so hard to accumulate? It could be bank accounts. It could be, you know, pension money.
More often it's real estate.
And real estate. If you got to start selling stuff off.
Yeah, that's the part that really hurts. You got to start selling pieces of property or the equipment. Yeah. And
this is the one thing. Your health is the one thing that can upset the entire deal. Everything. So that's why we're focusing trying again to answer questions from listeners about, okay, can I use my existing annuity and take money out of it without paying income tax on that money I take out to pay for long-term care? Yes, maybe.
Yes, if it has a paragraph in it, it says that you can.
Yes.
But those didn't hit till 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah. So again, if you need to get that checked out, what are your options? The free review is a great opportunity to do that. There is something else that we mentioned before we went to the break, and that is using an annuity or life insurance product to pay for long-term care. If you don't already have something that you either want to roll into these things, or maybe you want to use a savings account to fund something like this, there are a lot of different options, but how do those things work? Let's talk about the annuity.
Yeah, there's two alternatives.
Possible.
There's you can always buy long-term care insurance like a policy, like your car insurance. You pay for it, the premiums go, they usually go up every year, and if you don't need it, you don't get anything back. So that's always available. That's still out there available. But these are things where we want somebody to get the money if we don't use it.
So the annuity version of long-term care payment or the life insurance version of paying for long-term care, someone will get the money. Now, it's either you're going to use it, you and your spouse are going to use it, or you don't really use it or you don't use all of it, and the rest of it goes to your beneficiaries.
Or
somebody gets the money.
Or whatever you didn't use, you use part of it.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you don't use it all,
goes to the beneficiary. So someone's going to get the money.
Right.
And that just that makes it so much more palatable to look for a long-term care. But on the life insurance portion, instead of the cash value using that for long-term care benefits, it's the face amount of the life insurance. So if you put in, hypothetically, $50,000 into a life insurance policy, a single life, it might, depending upon your age, it might buy you $150,000 of death benefit, meaning you die, car accident, illness, whatever, your family's going to get $150,000 tax-free. But if you need it for long-term care, you can draw on the $150,000 face amount, even though you only put in $50,000 of cash. So you've leveraged your money up considerably. And you can do that with a joint policy, husband and wife, which brings the premium down more and gives you a better options.
Now, does that mean you run out of money completely if you use it up or you and your spouse use it up, right? Not if you have a rider.
Yeah, the most insurance companies let you have you pay extra for that rider and you pay for it every year.
Right.
But it's minor.
I was going to say, they're not terribly expensive, right? So that is something, as long as you keep that rider going, that money continues to pay for you and or your spouse.
Yep.
For the rest of your days.
Normally can't say this word too often, but it guarantees you you'll never run out of that paycheck coming in for long-term care expenses.
Yeah. And that is huge. Because if you have Alzheimer's, something like that, you could easily have a 7 or 8 year. Average Alzheimer's stay is 8 years. Because the rest of you is pretty healthy, but your brain isn't working right. Right? So Alzheimer's is the real bugaboo in this whole deal. And you never know who that's going to impact.
Right. The life insurance tends to work best for this type of arrangement because the one company that we look at, you put your money in, you're guaranteed to get what you put in. If you 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the road, you say, I don't want this anymore, you're guaranteed to get back whatever you put in. If you don't do that and you don't need it for long-term care and you die with it, someone's going to get the face amount, whoever your beneficiaries are.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you need it for long-term care, you got the money there.
Now, the other thing about this, too, is you don't have to put all of the premium in at one time.
Yep.
You can space that out over a 10-year period. So, in other words, if it was $50,000, mm-hmm. it would be $5,000 a year.
For 10 years.
And
it's
and
paid up.
Done.
Yep, paid up.
Done. So I like things with a beginning and an ending point, personally. Mm-hmm. And I like things that have a tax favorability. And I also like things that do not run out on you when you really
when you need it the most.
Yeah. Right? And it also can be used to pay your beneficiaries if you don't need it or don't use all of it, etc.
Now, the one thing that sounds really good, but you also have to qualify for it.
Well, all long-term care, you have to qualify. They want to know how sick you are.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you got that might turn out to be something that is more likely to put you in to a long-term care situation. That's true with any long-term care product there is.
Yep. Annuity or life insurance, you know, do you have MS? Do you have Alzheimer's?
Or regular long-term care with a monthly premium that you never get back. Any kind of long-term care policy is going to require that you meet certain health standards or else you will not be accepted, period.
Yeah, so that's the downside of it, and sometimes that comes into play. Then there's another option on the immediate annuity, underwritten, but Jamie and I talked about that on Monday, so we won't go over that today. But normally we're talking about, that's where on the life insurance, if you do a joint policy, they look at both lives because the life insurance is a second to die policy, meaning one spouse dies, it doesn't pay off the face amount. If when the second spouse dies, then it pays the face amount. So the insurance company looks, okay, there's two of you. One of you is not in such great health, but the other one's in great health. So they know they're not going to have to pay until the second one dies. In the meantime, you still got the long-term care insurance. And so that you have a better opportunity to get coverage if one of you is not as healthy as the other on the life insurance. And the annuity, they don't have the joint annuity, so that doesn't work too good.
No. So, again, it depends on what your needs are and what you want this thing to do, right?
Yep.
That's really it. The annuity version of this works like an annuity. We've been talking about annuities, but there is a little difference here in that, you know, the proceeds come out of this annuity to pay for your long-term care, income tax-free, right? Income tax-free. You don't have the rider
available.
Right. So you've got a finite amount of money. But can it get bumped up a little bit from what you've put in?
Yeah, there's a way to do that. Jamie's kind of the expert on that one.
It can happen, but it depends on your age. Again, your health is going to be taken into consideration. There are a lot of things. But yes, there is an annuity version of this. And yes, that money can go to someone else as a beneficiary if you're not using it. Or you don't use all of it. Well, if, you know, if there's something in that contract that's left in there, that's going to go to your beneficiary.
And in the meantime, you don't have to have your kids come up with money to help take care of you.
Yeah. Or you're not going to have your spouse, who may survive you after you've spent some time in long-term care and possibly years, and you've been shelling out money from your bank accounts, selling real estate off, you name it, to pay that bill, and now you've got a spouse who's going to be left behind after you pass away, who's going to have not enough money, possibly, to survive on. That is huge. And that is more and more common because we are living longer. And it's just the way it's going to end up.
Baby boomers are getting there, and both spouses are still alive. And so that puts you in your mid-60s, early 70s, and if you spend, what is it, $5,000, $6,000 a month, so you're spending $60,000, $70,000 a year, and you do that for 3 or 4 years, kind of puts a dent in your assets. And then when that person dies, what do you have to live on? Social Security? That might not do it.
Well, and we do every once in a while run into people say, well, I'll just go on Medicaid.
Oh, yes, that's a common thought.
Mm-hmm. I suggest before you consider that you go to some places that are Medicaid facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but it's not a bed of roses there. And number two to that, of course, is how much property, et cetera, do you have to use up, sell, get rid of in one way or another before that individual or you qualify to get Medicaid? Because you've got to basically be broke.
Yeah, we might want to touch on that when we come back from the break. We got a little bit of time here because that's a common thing is, well, I'll just let the federal government take care of me or the government take care of me. And, well, it's we'll talk about that when we come back.
Is it a good plan or not?
Yes.
Right? So we'll talk about that one. If in the meantime, you've got questions. I know you do. This applies to you. Maybe you or your spouse, your family, your parents. I mean, let's talk things over. We're coming up on a break here. We'll have 2 or 3 minutes just to chat and get you on the right track, at least about how to get more information, etc. Here's a way to call us and do that right now. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner, in the studio with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Chrissy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
Want to learn to play pickleball? The best way to learn is by attending the free clinic, Intro to Pickleball, this Sunday at Jackson Street Park from 3 to 4 p.m. This clinic is for adults ages 50 plus, and it's free. Basic instruction includes learning the rules, scoring, serving, dinks, and volleys. Wear tennis shoes and bring water, equipment will be provided. This pickleball clinic is hosted by the Brenham Pickleball Paddle Pushers and the City of Brenham. That's Intro to Pickleball, this Sunday at Jackson Street Park starting at 3 p.m.
There's a reason why CDs are such a popular investment. Your rate of return is guaranteed, and they have some of the best CD rates going at Citizens State Bank. Visit the friendly staff at one of their 6 locations in the Brazos Valley to explore which CD will work best for you. Citizens State Bank, with locations in Somerville, Caldwell, Deanville, Brenham, Navasota, and Snook, where local people have been making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at LosCabosBrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. I am here to tell you that we are so excited about our two Higgins locations. And don't forget our furniture store. We have everything to meet all of your shopping needs, and we have bargains galore every day. And did you know that when you donate or purchase items at either of our Higgins locations, you are actually helping to feed, clothe, and shelter men, women, and children on a daily basis? Come experience an incredible shopping experience at all of our locations. Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market. Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road. And don't forget, the furniture store right beside the Cannery Restaurant. We are local, we give back to our community, and your money and donations stay right here in Washington County. Shop local, which serves to help our community. Remember, Higgins is the best place to shop in Brenham.
Hi, this is John L. Dernberger. I am a Republican candidate for Washington County Judge in the upcoming March 6th primary. For those that do not know me, God has blessed my wife and me to call Washington County home for the past 30 years. I'm a retired businessman. I am a farmer, volunteer firefighter, and a rancher and a property owner. As many of you have experienced, my property taxes have increased over the last 7 years, and I agree, they are too high. I do not want to see my taxes increased any further, and I'm sure you feel the same way. For those that do know me, you know that I can scrub a budget and make it work within our means and plan for the future. As your next county judge, I will support our elected officials and department leaders without micromanaging them. I will support law enforcement and work with all county departments to ensure they are working for you, the taxpayer. I respectfully ask for your vote as your next Washington County judge. Political ad paid for by the John L. Dernberger Campaign. John Barnhill, Treasurer.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team, at least two of us on the team. In the studio this morning, I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, in the studio with me this morning. And we're talking about a number of things. And we had a caller earlier in the program who had some specific questions about paying for long-term care. And yes, there are several ways to do this. And I unfortunately hear from very many people. Now, if you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. But if you're using it as a financial planning strategy, please come in and sit down for a free review with us, because it may not be the best thing. And the thing I'm talking about is, well, mom or dad or we as people, you know, husband, wife, whatever, we'll just go on Medicaid. What is there anything wrong with that strategy, Doug? I mean,
Medicaid,
that people at least need to be aware of. Yeah.
Medicaid is a governmental program designed for the indigent, meaning for the poor people that have nothing. You can't have more than, I think, $2,000 to your name. You have to live in a modest house. I don't know if you can have a modest vehicle, but you have to basically have nothing before that kicks in.
And you have to have nothing for at least 5 years.
That's right.
All right. You have to be in that position for at least 5 years before you're going to ask Medicaid to pay for you to be in a long-term care facility or your relative.
See, and what they make you do also, if I understand this correctly, is if you got a Social Security benefit, they take that to pay
for. Yeah, they take the whole thing.
They take the whole thing so your spouse doesn't get it if you want to go on Medicaid. So in 5 years is a long time to give up everything. If you have something, piece of real estate, a bank account, savings fund, to give it all up for 5 years, you can't have anything. So that's a pretty steep criteria.
Well, and the other thing is this. These are not the Taj Mahal in most cases. I mean, there are some very nice facility, and I'm not knocking people who do a great job of providing long-term care facilities for people, no matter what their walk in life and their financial status, right? But generally speaking, you're not going to be in a place where you would like to think that you would be spending the remainder of your senior years.
Right, because remember, this is the dirt cheap minimum. Just like Medicare, they pay the very minimum benefit
to the Medicare workers. And Medicare will not pay for this.
Oh, that's right.
Let me say that again. Medicare does not pay for long-term care. Now, it pays for limited little bits of it. Like if you go into a hospital, you have to be there 3 days, and you have to have a prospect of having physical therapy or some treatment that's going to get you back on your feet and able to survive on your own.
That's the key. You got to be able to get better.
That's right. Right? And so to put you in a long-term care facility that's pretty doggone nice, and they're going to do it for X amount of days only. It's a short-term bridge solution. Yes, Medicare will pay for that. Then that payment starts dropping off to zip, nothing. In a very short period of time, you cannot rely on Medicare to pay for long-term care on an ongoing basis.
See, and most nursing homes won't say, oh, okay, we'll give you a month or two or three where you don't have to pay us while you find something else to do. It's, hey, bills due. We got our bills to pay. Time to move on.
Yeah, and I have been party to those discussions.
I know.
From my mom.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, it's okay. Yes, your Medicare is going to last for X amount of days here as long as you're doing physical therapy with us. As soon as that's over with, how are you going to pay this bill? And they're very upfront. How much is our Social Security? Mm-hmm. How much is this and how much is that? And, well, you've got a $3,000 or $2,000 a month deficit that you're going to have to pay, or $4,000, whatever it is. So please, this is important for you, someone you know, someone you love, your family, your spouse, your mom, your dad. Come in for that free review. This is a big, big deal.
Yeah, see, Medicare's fine for what it's designed to do is for the indigent. If you have no money, they'll take care of you. If you got anything, it's gone. So
Medicaid.
So come on in and we'll discuss it, go over it. There's different options and opportunities and choices. And that's what we do with the free review, is go over the options that might work for you.
At least you'll know how things work.
Yes.
You'll get a full roadmap on that.
So give us a call at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
Otherwise, we will see you back here on the radio on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.